here's a story from The World.
Nearly 1.2 billion doses of the coronavirus vaccine have been administered worldwide. An important note here, more than 8 in 10 of those shots have gone into the arms of people in high and middle income countries. One reason for the disparity, rules on vaccine patents. The Biden administration, as well as many governments around the world, are under intense pressure to temporarily waive patent rules on COVID-19 vaccines. Joining me to discuss this is Thiru Balasubramaniam. He's with the NGO Knowledge Ecology International. They focus on the effects of intellectual property on public health. So, Thiru, this is precisely what your organization looks at. How would lifting patent protections on various vaccines help get more shots into people's arms faster in poor countries?
A waiver on patents under WTO rules would free up idle manufacturing sites all across the world, including in countries such as Canada, Pakistan, Bangladesh, to help scale up manufacture of COVID-19 vaccines.
We're seeing the Biden administration under intense pressure from Congress and overseas governments to join the effort to temporarily waive patent rules on now several COVID-19 vaccines. The White House is now entering into talks with the World Trade Organization. How much of a game changer would it be if the U.S. gets behind this idea of temporary waivers?
It would be a significant game changer at the WTO. The WTO operates by consensus, and currently there are about 60 official co-sponsors of this waiver proposal. And there are a few who've been blocking passage of the waiver. The United States, the European Union, Switzerland, Canada, and Australia, to name a few. And if the United States were to switch their position, it would have a significant effect.
Yes. So what is the expectation at these World Trade Organization meetings this week?
Given that the WTO is meeting tomorrow and on Thursday to discuss this very topic, I think we should see some sort of clarity in position of the Biden administration.
So there's an understanding among some representatives of these WTO meetings what's at stake here. But so far, the U.S., Japan, and other countries have opposed a temporary waiver on vaccine patents. So does Dr. Anthony Fauci. He says it would actually slow down access to the vaccine. Do you buy that argument?
Dr. Fauci's statement, you know, if I was being charitable, and I would like to be charitable to Dr. Fauci, I think he was saying that, you know, if this just ends up in protracted lawyering over the next 3 to 9 months, let's say, how will that help get vaccines out the door to those who need it? Maybe if one is not charitable, you know, maybe he's not behind the idea of the waiver. But just to emphasize, this would be a temporary waiver.
So Dr. Fauci has that view, but many people say if the pace of vaccine deployment is not sped up, what we're seeing right now in India is going to happen in a lot of other places. Do you think that's true?
I must confess, I'm not a vaccines expert, but I think I would have to agree. And, you know, we've seen it in other manifestations a few months ago in Brazil, South Africa, also the UK, and, you know, like the United States in the first, second waves. But I think what we're seeing in India, it's so grim and it's so heartbreaking. And I think that is the fear of pretty much everyone.
So South Africa is one of the countries leading the charge for the WTO to issue a temporary waiver on patent protection. Is South Africa's experience pushing for generic HIV drugs 20 or so years ago one reason for that?
Yes, Marco. I think that certainly resonates with South Africa in terms of their experience battling AIDS 20 years ago. And I think, you know, since they were one of the pioneers of moving this debate at the WTO 20 years ago, it is only fitting that when they saw the current pandemic, they basically articulated that these trade rules were not fit for purpose to deal with COVID. So that is why they put forward this proposal with India last October on the temporary suspension of intellectual property rules for COVID-19. One thing to remind ourselves about is that a lot of the R&D that went into the development of these amazing vaccines was underwritten by public funding, including Moderna, for example. And a lot of, you know, mRNA technology was funded by BARDA and DARPA in the United States. One policy failure was that the public funding of vaccines, they were not sort of baked in with access provisions to ensure the sharing of know-how. Mm. And that is something going forward into the future that I think countries and societies and institutions should reflect on.
Thiru Balasubramaniam with the NGO Knowledge Ecology International. Thiru, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.
from PRX.